Okay, fabulous. Hi guys, welcome back to the Diverse Podcast. You're joined by myself, Deb, and I'm actually with someone who recently landed a role at one of our amazing partners, Uni Days. And I'm going to hand it over to Tony to introduce herself.
Hi everyone. So my name is Tony. I recently just got a job as a campaign delivery coordinator for tech in like marketing and the marketing in the part of the Uni Days. I previously did a degree in marketing and computing, and yeah, like I literally just got the job like last year, like late last year. So yeah, I've just been enjoying it so far, and I have so much to say, but yeah.
I'm so glad. So first things first, how did you actually find out about the role?
You know what, I'm not even gonna like lie to everyone here, but it took me a while before I found the role. You know, recently graduated, just like looking for jobs on like every like type of platform you could possibly think of. I applied on like Otter, I used like every type of like job board you could possibly think of. Before I found the role, I happened to just be looking at my emails, and I realized that I had like actually applied with Diverse like before, but this was like a few years ago, because obviously like I just, you know, like you don't think of, oh, I have to like start applying for jobs now. And I kind of left job search quite late. I know that sounds really bad, but I left it quite late because I was just burnt out from uni. So for me it was like
understandable.
I was just on like my emails, and like I remember I just saw like an email, and I went on there, and that was how I found the role, and it was like literally perfect. And I just like clicked on, and yeah,
made Sick. My love that. So that would have been one of our emails, the newsletter. Yeah. So make sure if you haven't signed up to our newsletter, get on it, guys, because trying to get those roles. So that's great. That's great to hear. But no, I can completely relate, like about that whole fresh out of uni, burnout, need to get on the job applications. But I think a lot of the time it's like there's just, you're kind of overwhelmed. It's like so much. But then there's also like, you know, that kind of lack of clarity maybe about like maybe what you want to do and stuff. So if we kind of like rewind back to that time, specific like industries were you interested in, and how did you go about finding roles like in that industry? So like now you're in tech at Uni Days, was that where your interest started? And like, so let me know more about that.
Yeah, so my journey with like tech, and basically I started my degree in marketing, and basically I took a gap year. I was one of those people that like took a long time to figure out what they wanted to do, but I kind of always, my heart was always set on like marketing. So I took a gap year, and that year I was working. I just had like a normal like retail job, like, you know, you typical when you're like just taking a year out. And I kind of used that year to think, and I landed a role with Google. So I had like a retail job, but with Google. And that was like where my heart was just like, oh my God, I feel like I love tech. I saw like so many things, because I worked in Selfridges, if that makes sense. So I worked for like the tech part, but like in Selfridges. I saw like so many things, like every day, like there was like a robotic arm, like there were just so much things that were just like so interesting. And I think it made me delve like a little bit more deeper into like looking at marketing, but also looking at technology. So for me, it was like, okay, let me try and merge the two. So like digital marketing, like branding, all these type of things started to come in, campaigns, like, you know, all of these things started to kind of like intertwine. So when I started like the job application process, for me, it was more about like, okay, I know I want to do something along the lines of tech, and I know I want to do something along the lines of marketing. Let me see if I can merge the two. So everything I was looking for, I was just being extremely intentional. So like I'd gotten an answer back from a email automation platform where it was just like for marketing, but it was like obviously tech related more. And then like other roles as well, like I just kept applying for only like tech/marketing roles. And that was when I found that, like, you know, the campaign role, and I was like, oh my God, like this sounds perfect. So I just applied. And yeah, that was kind of how I found it. It was just like, I was just being extremely intentional. I applied for loads of jobs, but it was like, I had to make sure that it was what I wanted to do, not just, if that makes sense. But yeah.
No, that makes so much sense. And I think that's, for the most part, the key when it comes to like narrowing down your job search. I definitely remember when like, I would just be like, and just apply to like anything and everything, just because of like, again, that feeling of feeling that you need a job, right? But yeah, that's a big one, like what you said, being intentional and like narrowing down and like honing in on what exactly you want to do, which, guys, like, no pressure, like, it is really, really, it takes time. Like you said, it took you a while, it took me a while as well, right? completely get it. Cool. So I'm gonna just like ask you some like quick fire round questions now. So first one is, what's your favorite thing about working at uni days?
Oh, I love the fact that I can work from home. As you guys can tell, like, this is actually a normal working day for me right now. Just loads of meetings, and I get to work from home. There's so many good benefits as well with like uni days, and everyone's just so sweet. Like, I honestly haven't had a bad thing to say about anyone that I work with, and I've been here for a while now, so I really do like working with uni days. But I think the main thing for me is actually being able to work from home, which is like the best thing ever.
Yeah, like, I get you, that flexibility, right? Cool, great. Next question. So what is the thing you found the most challenging when you started your job?
I would just say, like, actually integrating into a corporate role. I feel like for me, I was used to like retail and like having to ask to like go for lunch and like just like, you know, working in retail and kind of being able to be like, you know what, today I just don't feel like going into work. I know that sounds really bad vibes, but like when I was in retail, like, easier to kind of just be a little bit like, I don't really have like an I don't care like attitude towards work, because I knew it wasn't what I wanted to do. But in corporate, like, it's so much more different. It's a little bit like more relaxed. But, you know, you have support from like your management teams and like people that are like working with you. Yeah. Like, it's just very much a community. And I feel like for me, that was like the most like, oh, wow, like, this is so different, because I'm so not used to doing that. Like, it's always been like big individual and like doing my own thing and like learning how to kind of integrate with everybody, but in like a really good way, because I think naturally I've just always been really independent with everything that I really do. So this, that was probably the most challenging thing for me.
Oh, yeah, like, so when you say does that happen to you, and like you have a question in your head and it just goes to like so yeah, with the integrating, so what, like, what did you find was like really helpful, like in the beginning, that like really just helped?
I would just say, like, for me, it was asking questions, like, and making sure that like you're actually aware of what you're doing, because I think, you know, sometimes with when you're in like a corporate role, it's easier for them to just train you and then that's it. And it's like one time. So you're just kind of like, oh, am I doing everything right? Am I doing everything clearly? So like making sure like you're asking the right type of questions, like don't ever be afraid to like ask for help. As I said, like for me, it's always been very individual like work that I've done. And also when you're at uni, it's not like you're handing in work most of the time with people. It's mostly your work. So it's not like ask anyone for like, yo, like, could you guys just help me with this? So asking questions, I think, is probably the main thing that I would say, like always asking questions and just ensuring that you're like understanding what you're actually doing, because sometimes it can just be a bit like, oh, different, like very individual, but you're at the same with everyone else. So just ensuring that you're doing the right thing and making sure that you're doing the right thing. So yeah.
Cool. No, great. Definitely ask as many, guys, there's no silly questions. Like, ask as many questions as needed for you to feel like you know what you're doing, right? Literally. Exactly. Like, I know, like, sometimes it's like, you know, you start a new job, you feel a bit like, oh, I don't want to do too much or whatever, but like, I think the more you ask questions, like, you look keen, you look like you're really like trying to, you know, get your role done, like get your job done. So I think that's a really, really important one. Cool. So moving on to what I'm going to start calling, well, I don't know what we're going to call it yet, but I want to ask you a bit about like the Black experience at work. And when I say the Black experience at work, I don't even mean in like an overly, I don't mean it in a deep way. So just more so, I know when you're new to like a corporate environment, like when I was, for example, speaking from my own experience, and I know a lot of people had the same experience, is you find that you may be like you're part of the few as opposed to the many, which is kind of like normal in our world. Like when you live in London, it's diverse, but it is still like more or less normal when you live in the UK to be like part of the minority. We are the minority in that sense. But how do you find navigating, like, you know, and you work from home, but navigating the culture and some of those nuances that are very relevant to like the black or brown or like just backgrounds that are not like, you know, the quote unquote majority. How do you find that?
I'm not gonna lie to you guys now, like I do find it still very difficult, but I think one thing I feel like, I know this sounds like so relevant to the question, but one thing that I had was I had a lot of like people from above, like older than me, like telling me and warning me ahead of in advance, like, you know, like when you go into corporate, it's not like, oh, we can just talk about stuff like, you know, you talk to people about, you know, in school or like language or, you know, those kind of things. Like it's a little bit different. And I don't know, like, I feel like for me, I'm not going to lie, I felt really like quite intimidated because, you know, sometimes I feel like, oh, maybe I'm not saying the right thing or I don't really know how to articulate myself. But I feel like one thing I've noticed anyways in uni days is like, for example, my team were extremely diverse. So it's been really helpful, like talking to people that are also like in the same kind of like thing. And like, for example, when I started, it was like just before the Christmas party. So they took us up to Nottingham. It was a really nice night, you know, hotel, like all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I met so many people that were also like of a background of color, and like it was just nice to have that experience and have that like one-on-one chat. Like, you know, some of the people that I'd spoken to, they said that they had applied for uni days also on this platform, which was really
nice. Oh, that's amazing. Yeah.
Okay, so great. It was nice to have that, like, oh, okay, yeah, you get where I'm coming from. And, you know, also just talking to people like on a level and just kind of like, oh, is there anything that you do? So like, I think for me, as I said, asking a question is like, there's never a stupid question that you ask in corporate. I think like asking people that have been there before you, like, okay, is there any way that I have to speak? Is there any way that, but I feel like what I got, the vibe that I got was like, everyone's quite chill. I'm kind of happy and blessed that like uni days is a company where like majority of us are quite young, so they understand, you know, like it's, you know, it's not like as like serious and stuff, but at the same time it's like be serious when it's necessary and like be articulate when it's necessary. But I just feel like the best thing I can say is that like don't be afraid to ask someone else that's like you a question, and you know, see like what they say, and from there like kind of move forward. And I feel like that was what I did, and it really did help me. Like I have as I said, I have so many people of color on my team, and it was so nice to have those chats with them one-on-one and kind of just be like, oh, like how do you feel? And everyone had such a positive thing to say, or they didn't say, oh, like, you know, I've been this, or I feel uncomfortable. It was like very different, so it kind of made me understand what was like the role was about and like what the team and uni days is about, basically.
Yeah, I love that. No, it says a lot about like who uni days are as a company, because but on our side, we can tell, we know that they're one of our most committed partners when it comes to diversity and inclusion, and they really, really, really like make an effort. And I'm so glad that it's reflected like by your experience and from what it sounds like the experience of other people there. So no, that is so, so, so amazing. I'm really, really, really happy to hear that, actually. Cool. So my next question pertains to, so if you could just give us some insight into the other opportunities that you've seen like at uni days that you think would be like relevant to share with our community, just because from what I understand, they have a lot of marketing roles, which I think, and like tech roles, which is really, really cool. So yeah, if you could give me some insight maybe into some other roles like similar or different to your own, and like what else is going on, like whatever exciting opportunities they have at uni days. Yeah.
Yeah, so we have like quite a few roles in like tech. I feel like the last time I checked anyways, there was loads of roles in tech. So like if you're very interested in tech, definitely like apply. And if you want to use my name, I'm here to give my manager a heads up. So like these are the type of things. I've also helped some other people get roles here. So like if you have any questions, like please ask me on like LinkedIn. I can give you like as much information as possible, which I did anyways with some of the people that really helped get jobs here. But yeah, like there's mainly just tech roles. I feel like in the last few, we had a few marketing roles, but I think they've all kind of been taken up as of recently. So I think the main roles that we have left are like tech, but like it's data, like if you're really interested in like data, like IT support, things like that, then yeah, definitely like apply. I don't feel like I have a bad thing to say about uni days at all, which I know it sounds so crazy.
No, I think that's just fabulous. It's just a testament to uni days and like the work that you guys are all doing. I think that's fabulous, and the culture that is there. Because one of my questions was actually going to be, how do you find the culture at work? But I am already getting the vibe that uni days is the place to be. It's the place to be, guys. Honestly,
I literally tell people all the time, like, oh my god, like I'm so happy because, you know, especially coming out of uni, I had a lot of pre and post graduation stress and anxiety. It was really hard for me to determine, okay, like, am I going to find a role that I really like? And when I applied on the platform and then on top of it, like, just getting the role, honestly, like, I've not got a bad thing to say. And, you know, sometimes people ask me, you know, like, my friends will ask me, like, oh, like, how do you find it? I'm like, oh, I love it. I get to work from home. Like, I don't really have any, like, difficulties. No one really stresses me out. It's just, like, happy. Like, I'm most of the time smiling at work and doing my thing. So, yeah.
I love that. So fun. So good. So if you now like fast forward to where you're currently at, and you had to again look back, so for example you met yourself when you had just applied, what would be like your three top tips for interview, so for preparing for your interview or just even in the interview, what do you think are like the three most important things for success?
I would say research the company. That one was extremely important for me. As a previous uni days user, for me, it was easier for me to know like what I needed to do and what I was expected to do. But researching the company, I feel like they really enjoy it. And I feel like I remember in my interview when I mentioned, you know, like, oh, I know this fact, or like I said something really like out there, they really liked that. So I feel like that would be the first one. The second one is like, just don't be too nervous. Try and like show your personality as much as you can. I feel like that's always been a tip of mine when it comes to like interviews. I feel like it gives them a taste of like who you are, how you would adapt to situations. And also if you can have a chat, like I think in working environments, it's always good to have someone that you can be able to talk to. It's not always so serious about work.
Yeah.
But,
like,
talk. And the last thing is as well, I would just say, just be you. Like when I was applying for this role and I did like the interviews, I had three. So the first one was like HR, the second one was like with my managers, and then the third one was with my manager and someone that had the role previously to me. Okay. But he was moving into another role in uni days, and that's another thing, you can move wherever you want to move.
That's great.
When we had the interview, the last one I was extremely nervous about because it was like a presentation. But in that presentation, I showed like what I could bring to the table. It wasn't like I just did what they wanted me to do or like what they expected me to do. I did more and showed like I have passion for like marketing and tech. I have passion for this and I have passion for that. And I feel like that was what really like shone through my like interview, because I remember like at the Christmas party, certain people were asking for me at the time and were like, oh, I heard about your interview and like you did such a good job with the last one that everyone's been talking about you, and the people that saw you in the interview have been talking about you. So I kept having people actually asking me, like, we heard about your interview and we saw your like presentation. So it was nice to like see that my character traits had shown through the presentation, but also it had gone around for people for me. So just be you. Like, I feel like that's just I feel like that's the best thing I could possibly say, especially. But yeah.
That is wow. That is, well, first of all, like, kudos to you for just going above and beyond. I always say that definitely will always help you to stand out. That's amazing though, to hear that, like, you literally, you stepped before you even got the job, you were showing them, I add value, guys, don't play around. So that is some really, really, really great advice. Thank you so much. And just lastly, if you could give me, I don't want to say embarrassing, but maybe like a funny story, like one of the funny, like a funny story or anecdote that you experienced in your new role at uni days. Because I do think like the first few months in a role, there's a few like, you know, there's like a few funny like little things, like not even necessarily mishaps, but Just some cool things that happened that I definitely like. I like to look back and just like laugh at myself or at situations. So is there anything you'd like to share?
Yeah, let me think of one. I would say when I basically, so in my role, we're expected to like basically produce campaigns for Uni Day. So any like emails or the push notifications that you get on your phone, that's my team. So I'm saying sorry in advance for that because we send emails literally every day. But basically I kept doing them in a way where basically they had trained us to do them like only once, but for some reason I kept doing mine where it was sending it to people like 3 or 4 times. I got so every time someone would get a notification, basically, sorry if that was you, I was sending 3 and I didn't know that I was sending 3. So basically my manager came up to me, she's like, Tony, I just need to have a quick chat. So I obviously naturally got very nervous, like, what am I doing wrong? But she's like, you're sending 3 like notifications and 3 emails to people like every single time. Email. It's like, say for example, if I'm dealing with a company, let's just say I'm with Samsung, I'm sending 3 Samsung emails to somebody's phone once at a time.
Yeah.
So basically she laughed about it, obviously. We laughed about it, but it was just like, you know, don't stress too much. Like, you're doing everything right. Just make sure next time, like, you put it only once. So it's okay. Because they're going to, like, leave Uni Days if they keep getting messages.
Yeah.
That was literally, like, that's probably the only thing that I can remember that I did was wrong. But other than that, like, everything's
Yeah. You see, and I think with stuff like that, it's great to just show that at the end of the day, like, everyone makes like a few mistakes when they first start a job, because that's the whole point. Like, you're new and it's so important to just be able to adapt to your role. And the fact that your manager and clearly like the rest of your team probably made you feel comfortable, you know, I think that it's a testament to Uni Days. And I'm just glad that in the end that you found, like, your manager picked up on the problem, because yeah, like you said, like, those notifications from Uni Days be going crazy sometimes. But we love it. I love it. Cause, like, I remember receiving them and being like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
ASOS discount. Thank you. Like, so yeah, no, that's really cool. It's important, though. It's really important to be somewhere that still, like, you can literally, like, can laugh at, like, the silly little mistakes, and you won't ever make that mistake again at the end of the day. So
yeah,
that's great. And cool. So I won't keep you too much longer. I just wanted to ask, oh, this is actually our final question then, actually. I've already asked you our final question. Cool, that's great. No, honestly, where are we? I've lost us now. Where are we?
Team.
There we go. We're back. Cool. No, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. And Tony, I just want to say, again, congratulations for landing the role and for clearly excelling in the job. And I'm sure that you're going to, like, go on to keep doing, like, great things at Uni Days.
Thank you.
Yeah, do you have any final words, anything you want to share with us before you go?
Yeah, just when you're, like, I was just going to say, like, if you're feeling really, like, anxious, especially, like, after uni, like, don't worry. You will find a company that works for you, and, like, you will be happy. Like, just always think about the future you, and, like, make sure that you're, like, oh, okay, I'm good. Like, don't worry too much, basically. But, yeah.
No, that's key. That's super key, guys. Major key. Do not stress too much, honestly. You're like, just don't. Cool. So I've been Deb, and we've been joined by Tony, and we're out.
Bye.
Bye.